When did you first hear about the Three Mile Island incident, and from whom?
I don't remember from whom. I guess we heard it over the radio or television the day it happened. I was in terror.
Did you know beforehand that there was a reactor there?
Oh, yeah.
And you knew approximately the distance that it was from you?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think about initially? Did you feel like it was a serious situation?
Definitely.
Did you then seek out further information?
As well as we could. I think everybody was in the same position. We had to depend upon the news media to tell us what was going on. Mm-hmm. We decided, at least for my family, to do what we were instructed to do by those people in charge. We could stay here in Carlisle and move if the time came to move. So we stayed.
Did you talk about it a lot with your friends, family, co-workers? Did that change your attitude any as you continued to talk about it?
No.
How did you feel that other people were reacting to the incident?
I thought it was a typical reaction. I think people in the immediate area would have been expected to leave, and most of them did. And I think the people in our area pretty much responded the way I did. They listened to the news media and did what they were told. At least in the Carlisle area, it was pretty well controlled. What it was like around 3 Mile Island, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Did you follow the newspapers, radio, and TV reports?
Yes.
Were there some sources that you relied upon more than others?
Mm-hmm. Well, the second day of the 3 Mile Island crisis, I went to a meeting in New York, OBGYN meeting. I was speaking at the meeting, as a matter of fact. And my wife and I had looked into this in Carlisle as well as we were able. And assured that things were safe, and my in-laws came to look after my kids. And when we arrived in New York, the situation and feeling was entirely different from the Carlisle area. People were very much excited about it and very much worried, more so than we were here. As a matter of fact, the news media was, the television was playing it up much, much more than it was here. And we were so concerned when we listened to the news broadcast that evening as soon as we got to New York that we immediately called here. We were going to return. They said nothing had changed as far as we were concerned. Mm-hmm. But according to the reports in New York from the newscasters there, the situation here was much more serious than people in, for instance, the Carlisle area believed. So we didn't know what to believe. We were ready to turn around and come home. We thought something had happened to make things worse than when we left. But when we'd gone and said everything was stable and there was really no great threat and no big problem. But when we got there, thinking was just the opposite.
It was really.
So we called here and they said, well, nothing has changed. Nothing has gotten any worse and we're still being told it's okay. My in-laws were prepared if something happened to get the kids and leave. Mm-hmm. So we stayed in New York for a couple of days while I spoke at the meeting and then came home. But it was interesting that the news broadcasts were entirely different in New York from what they were here.
How did you feel about that, the media's attitude? Did that disturb you at all?
Yes, I thought at the time that possibly they were downplaying it in this area to keep the people more calm and under control, to prevent panic. But I also wondered if we were in this area really being told how serious it was. We wondered if the New York broadcasters really had the straight scoop and the people here had it and weren't telling it or really didn't have it. So this was a lot of concern. We were very upset when we first listened up there as soon as we got to New York City. Yes, I kind of wondered whether we were in this area getting the real information.
How did you feel the government handled the incident?
Well, I think they handled it well. As far as what they did to control the situation, I think they handled it well. I don't know that was it Con Ed or
Med Ed.
I think that were they allowed to continue reporting on it in their fashion, we may not have heard as much as we did, and it may not have been as well controlled. I think that the government did a good job of controlling and taking care of the situation.
I just want to check this. Was there someone that you found particularly reliable, or someone whose word you trusted more than others? Anybody you mistrusted?
No, not even so.
Not even Med Ed?
Well, it was very difficult to decide who to trust and who not. I think that once the government stepped in, I took the attitude I had to believe what they were telling me. I had no choice. So I did. I think once some information on Med Ed came out, by that time the government was really controlling the situation. I think were Med Ed to have continued to tell us what was going on, we may not have really known what was happening, and the situation may have degenerated. But as I say, I listened to what they said. I believe what they told us to a degree. As far as evacuation is concerned, I still wonder whether we have been told the proper levels of radiation in the area. That is in the back of my mind. We very well may have been, but I wonder if 20 years from now there might be some type of report coming out that says, well, hey, if we fired the period or something. I don't really believe that. I tend to think that even if the radiation levels were higher, there wasn't too much you could do about it. This may be the attitude that the government has taken. Radiation levels were thus and so, but we can't change that. It goes that way. It's not bad enough to have people move from the area, but we will expect many years from now to see some effects from it. I hope that's not the situation, but I think that it's a possibility.
Did you feel that the people at TMI were in control of the situation?
I think I alternately felt they were in control and out of control, but I was always hoping they were in control. It's a little difficult being out of the area. As I say, you only know what they tell you on the radio and television and newspapers.
That was enough to make you uneasy a little, just the reports.
Sure.
Do you feel like they're in control now?
Yes.
Were you worried about the situation?
Of course.
What worried you the most?
Well, I think probably what worried everyone is what has turned to meltdown. From my understanding of this, were that to have occurred, radiation would have been spilled into the table beneath the ground, into the Susquehanna River, into the Chesapeake Bay, and a large area would have needed to be evacuated in the state of Pennsylvania and the states southeast of us. And without being able to be returned to for many, many years, the water would have been contaminated, the ground would have been contaminated. So for me, that's what worried me the most. I wasn't really concerned about, for instance, an explosion disseminating radioactive material, although I guess that was a possibility. The meltdown was of more concern to me. Very difficult to visualize how many mile radius being evacuated on TMI.
Did you change any of your ordinary routines? You mentioned that you were going to New York anyhow, and you proceeded with that plan, but were there other things that you had to change?
We didn't change anything in the way. We, of course, made plans with my in-laws, so we had to move, take certain things in our house that were necessary. But other than that, we didn't change anything. My kids went to school and functioned as they were told to. We went to New York and returned as we were supposed to, so we pretty much did the same things we had planned.
If you had had to leave your home, was there anything specific that you felt you had to bring with you?
Well, the only things we needed, I guess, were some important papers, diplomas and things of this nature. I would hate to get stuck out of the area, not be able to return, and then have somebody want to prove that I'm a doctor of medicine and surgery, boarded and everything else. Maybe it'd take you a year to get that done or more. So those type things, just important papers, nothing else.
Was there someone in your life that you were watching in order to see what they do before you decided in the course of anything? Did you have any real mental pictures of what was happening at TMI or what might happen? You mentioned the meltdown, but did you visualize that?
I think you always conjure up a picture of something. What happens, whether my picture is accurate, I really don't know, because I don't know really what meltdown would appear like. So, yes, I have a picture of what I think it might be like.
Do you want to elaborate a little on what you would envision, kind of?
What I envisioned was that the radioactive material within the reactor would become dispersed within, beneath the ground and into our water tables and various tables underneath the ground and become dispersed over a wide area. Not disseminated so much into the atmosphere, but disseminated into the earth itself and into our water.
Were there any other aspects of your life that were affected by this incident, other than your personal life and your family?
Well, we had many patients calling in for information, of course, so we can manage that.
What was your advice to the patients?
Well, our advice was simply to listen to the media, if evacuation were to take place, to evacuate, if not, do what they were told. We did not advise termination of pregnancies, for instance, because of TMI.
Did people ask?
Oh, by all means, we had several people ask in early pregnancy whether they should have pregnancies terminated because of the radiation effect possible on the early fetus. We had pregnant girls call and ask, should they leave the area immediately? And many other people simply calling for information, assuming the physician would have more information than we get on television.
If the worst had occurred, what do you think might have happened? Just the meltdown to you, is that the worst?
Well, I think it's part of the worst. I imagine, I don't know whether you can have a meltdown as well as a dissemination of radioactive material into the atmosphere. I imagine both can occur, although I don't know if that's true. I think a meltdown would have been bad enough, but if in fact you had the other thing occur also, and have it breeze carry it over a large area, that would of course be worse, because in that way it would be an immediate effect on the populace, whereas the meltdown, from the way I understand it, you would have had a chance to get out of the area. The area would have been evacuated for a long time. You would not have been subjected to radioactive material as you would in the atmosphere that were dispersed. So, however that might occur, I think it would be worse than the meltdown.
Mm-hmm. How do you think it might have affected your health? Or did you think about it affecting your own health?
You mean the way things were or the way things might have been?
At that point, kind of, did you think about it having an effect on your health?
Well, with the reports we were getting, I really didn't consider it having much effect on me, provided what we heard was true. I don't think it had really any effect on anybody's health, provided everything we know about it was true. true. If, in fact, it was worse than we've known, then yes, it very well may, but as far as I'm concerned, or 20 years from now, which is maybe when I would expect to find something from the radiation occurring right now, I mean, I'll be relatively old man by then. So it didn't worry me too much for me, but I'm concerned about my kids and young people. So age 10, 20 years from now, makes them 30, it would be an awful thing to have leukemias or lymphomas crop up at that time and find that the next generation we were delivering, the next obstetrician around here would be delivering abnormal fetuses and problems with ovary and normal ovary.
Did you have any concern about the food or milk from the area?
I had some initial concern about food and milk in the area, but we were then told that it was okay and able to be used, and we did not have any for them.
Did you ever picture in your mind the effects of radiation? You talked about it disseminating, but did you picture what it might do to life around you?
Well, I think if you read any accounts of people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you can visualize pretty much what would happen from an acute dose of radiation large enough to kill within a few days. I know what would happen there. Of course, a smaller dose generally affects people over a longer period of time, several years. So yes, I'm not familiar with what happened there. As far as time.
Did you ever think of your own death?
No, I didn't think of my dying from the situation. I thought of being exposed to radiation with mm-hmm. possible effect later in years. I didn't consider being killed outright, if that's what you mean.
Uh-huh. Just about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about that of others, people closer?
Oh, yes. I thought that was a definite possibility with people around me.
What reassured you that you would survive, just the distance that you are from there?
Yes, I thought that we were far enough away to survive an initial acute problem. So I thought our problem here would more likely be something from a large, moderate dose of radiation causing problems several years from now, not immediately.
Did you think about God at all during the incident?
Not that I recall.
It wasn't like this was part of his plan or something that occurred to you?
I definitely did not think that.
Did you feel that you had certain responsibilities during the incident?
Yes, I did.
Did any of those seem to conflict, not between maybe your family and your practice?
Well, only that in the time I was here, and then after I returned from New York, as a physician, I assumed that we would be in the area being evacuated. We would be some of the last people to leave if we were to leave. So, yes, I thought about being separated from my family.
Fortunately, you didn't have to work on those conflicts.
Well, it really wouldn't be a conflict. I think as a physician, you understand your responsibility to remain where you need it. My family's out somewhere where they're relatively safe, and they need me at that time. They keep their lives, so they're obligated.
Did you have to do things that otherwise you would not have had to do?
Well, sure. Some physical things, many more mental things.
A lot more time, do you think, spent seeing patients or reassuring them than ordinarily?
Yeah, more time. I wouldn't say a lot more, but more time, of course.
Did you have ideas about how it would be best to behave in such a situation?
Oh, Well, as I said, as a physician, you're going to be in the area until everybody is evacuated if you are needed. So, yes, I thought that's what I would do. As well as I assumed that the other physician in the area would be doing the same thing.
A real ethical.
It's part of our obligation, I think. You have to be careful for people who are in need of your care. And should an emergency arise, you'd be in the area in emergency. So that would mean remaining here until they are taken care of. Anybody hurt or injured would be evacuated and get out of themselves.
At the time, did this event bring to mind any past experiences you mentioned, Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Was there anything else that you thought about?
Nothing similar except the World War II bombs.
Had anything like this happened to you specifically before in your crisis situation?
No.
Would you say that this incident was more or less frightening than a flood or a hurricane or a war?
Well, it was more frightening than a flood, and more frightening than a hurricane, and less frightening than a war.
Especially if you're on the battleground, I guess.
Well, anyway at all.
Did any of the TV shows or movies that you might have seen come to mind?
Talking about during the crisis?
Mm-hmm.
Just a few that we heard in New York that seemed to be so contradictory to the one we were hearing here.
Were there any books or stories that you'd read in the past that made you think, recollect them during the experience?
Yes, I don't remember the name of the book. I read a lot of books and I can't remember half the names of them. But it was a story about maybe 98 or 99% of the population being annihilated, and the story about the remaining 1 or 2%.
Mm.
And although I don't think we're dealing with that kind of thing here, it still pointed out the power of nuclear power.
At the time, did you have any daydreams that you remember?
Regarding TMI?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. Daydreams, you kind of get straight in your mind what you want to do if something does happen.
Kind of making plans. And
I think you deal more in reality. Fantasy. When you fantasize what might happen, I'm sure that everybody, as you asked me before, what did I consider to be the worst type thing
that could have been part like of a daydream. You just made
Since you're not involved with the situation firsthand, and you really don't understand exactly what a meltdown is. Means, if you don't understand exactly what the reactor looks like, you have to kind of visualize. So if that's daydreaming, I guess you do, but I kind of consider daydreaming dealing in fantasy. Although you may consider fantasy what you consider will happen.
Mm-hmm.
At that particular point, I think to you that's reality.
It's a fine line, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you have any sleeping dreams, or was your sleep disturbed by this at all?
No, it wasn't. And disturbance, it was getting ready for my talk in New York, I think, rather than
a big priority.
TMI.
Were there changes that you think that happened to people around you during the incident?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know any radical specific changes, but what about some people getting out of the area, selling houses, staying away for good, building shelters, things like that.
Do you think it changed people in a lasting way?
Some people. Unless you Well, I'm sure it changed some people, there's no doubt about it. But unless you sold your house and moved out of the area and decided to become an anti-nuclear activist or some such thing, I imagine that everybody settled back down to daily living again. With some thought of PMI occasionally, you can't pass a place over there without seeing the reactors without thinking about it. So, a few people, I'm sure, but I don't really know them.
You don't feel like you've been changed in any lasting way other than more of an awareness?
Right, just more aware.
Did you hear any of the jokes that were being made about radiation or Three Mile Island?
Well, I didn't hear any jokes. I saw some t-shirts, but I didn't hear any jokes.
What was your response to that?
As in most of those things, it's a little money-making scheme by a few people.
Did you think they were funny?
Well, after the whole thing was over, you could look at it with a little humor, but the t-shirts that I saw, somebody said, I survived Three Mile Island. Uh-huh. It's just different.
Not any real black humor. Mm-hmm. Why do you suppose there was so much joking going on in the way of graffiti and t-shirts?
I didn't really realize what it was. Well, I imagine it's a reaction. We tend to look at things we're afraid of and make jokes about them because we really don't want to admit our fear. So one of the ways to compensate or to reduce our fear or appear that we're not afraid is to joke about something. Maybe that's the reason.
Can you ever, in any other crisis situation, say when the Kennedys were assassinated or during Jonestown or Guyana, can you remember any joking from those incidents?
No, I certainly don't remember any joking from the Kennedy assassination.
Have you developed an opinion about nuclear energy?
Yes, I have an opinion. I said before, I think it's simply difficult to know whether your opinion is exactly correct when you don't have first-hand information and you're not involved directly. I feel that the energy crisis in the middle of which we are right now, in the face of that energy crisis, we need some type of energy we can count on. I think that nuclear energy at the moment is that answer. But I feel that it has to be very well controlled. And I feel that it was not very well controlled. I don't know exactly how to control it well, but I think it's needed, but I think it has to be under some strict control, some strict regulatory control. It just seemed to me that I guess the people at Three Mile Island were going to work and pulling the switches or checking the lights and going about it in a dull way and not paying a whole lot of attention to the possibility of having a disaster. But I don't think it can be run like that. I think we've got the potential of destroying the countryside and all living things in that countryside. You have to have people who are on their toes every second of the time. It seemed to me that this is not what we're doing over there. But I do think that we can use nuclear energy, control it, and use it to our advantage.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to all of these questions?